720 WGN. It is Flavor HD on Thanksgiving. Hannah Stanley, Dane Neal, third annual Flavor HD.
85th annual Flavor HD Thanksgiving Spectacular.
You look great.
Thank you.
We finally outlasted, who's the guy with muscular dystrophy?
Jerry Lewis.
He was, right?
How exciting, because we actually have Andy Mazur in studio with us today.
I was excited. I was so very... here.
I will tell you, yesterday we filled in for John Williams and had Andy Mayner, who is a state senator, on.
Pronounced Menar.
Okay. Menar. So yes, you're right. And because it was, he's talking about saving our schools and refunding them, and so it was Save Our Schools with Menar. However, yes, when I was forwarding this information to producers and people around, I was, and I'll blame this on autocorrect, sending it saying that Andy Mazur would be on with us.
Very cool.
And
it was
Dane
just
was
foreshadowing.
Like, that's our sports guy.
I love Andy Mazur.
Not the state senator.
We don't know. Sports.
I was really looking forward to getting to spend time with you, is my point.
Well, that's very nice of you.
Sports is the wheelhouse, but Andy also dabbles in politics.
Yeah,
and
especially
oftentimes,
when it comes to schools, you know. That's a big thing for me. My mom's a teacher.
Very good. My mom was a teacher as well.
So
thank you for teachers. We are thankful for teachers today.
Hey, absolutely. That's what we're going to be doing today, is we're going to be thankful for teachers, going to be thankful for food, going to be doing so many things on Flavor HD for your Thanksgiving show today. Mm-hmm. One of the things, you know, for these shows, listeners and fans of Flavor HD will know that we normally jam pack it with all your favorite food stars sharing all of their tips, their traditions, and everything like that. There's certainly going to be some check-ins. There's going to be some hits from your favorite food stars. But we're going to open it up to the listeners in a lot of different ways, too, to add the number at 312-981-7200. You can call in. You can text in with your favorite Thanksgiving memory, as in, you insert here, it wouldn't be Thanksgiving without.
Yes. And that, gotcha. That I think, specifically, if we want to stick with recipes, where you go, I could never go to a restaurant because if we didn't have this
sweet
variable X
thing with the marshmallows,
mom
on top
does this, my dad does that, Uncle Joe gets liquored up and tells funny stories about Nam, something like that. That's what we want to know. And so again, text or phone call or both if you're an overachiever, and we encourage that as well.
You text in one and then you think
and
of
you
something.
Think of another, but we want to encourage safety today. Actually, Beyonce earlier was talking about the accident at North Avenue in Route 59, and I encountered that and had to get diverted around it. It was actually shut down. I hope it's cleared. It was clearing then, but really, really pretty serious, and I was very worried about those people. So anyway, be careful.
So thankful that hopefully they are as safe as possible, and for our first responders that are out there taking care of that.
Absolutely.
So it's your, you know, it wouldn't be Thanksgiving without. And then also, what are you thankful for? If you're thankful for the men and women in uniform, if you're thankful for your family, you can go ahead and text in or call in with that as well, 312-981-7200. And then something that we did last year that was a big hit, and in a lot of different ways, you know, not necessarily, it's your Thanksgiving memory. And some of them are, you know, great memories with the family. It was great to have somebody come back from Iraq and spend time. And then some of them were a little bit of the dark side of Thanksgiving.
I think my favorite, and I love happy stories. I do. Right. You know, Roger Badish, newsman Roger Badish, is actually home from the hospital for those who are keeping track. So he is home today. And that is something wonderful to be thankful for. I was listening to you guys earlier, and a lot of people saying my wife's been fighting cancer, or my brother is, you know, beating leukemia. Those are wonderful, wonderful stories. I loved the stories of food disasters.
You know, is it one of the Andy, is it one of those things where you think to yourself, I'm so thankful that never happened to me? It's kind of like, you know, one of those reality, or like a Springer thing. Like, thank goodness I'm not those people. But
you can't look away from the car accident.
Stories of challenges and triumphs, and some of them where like the turkey gets burnt, or some people, they hid the turkey under the lawnmower.
They did. There was, and mine, we had a, and I can't remember if it was Thanksgiving or Christmas, but for the sake of the story, I'll say Thanksgiving. We had Pyrex explode in the oven with food everywhere.
Isn't
my
Pyrex
dad had the
sort
oven
of indestructible?
Yeah, apparently not. I wrote letters complaining and asking like if there was something I did wrong. There has now been stories about you can't put like Pyrex hot. If there's moisture there, it causes some sort of a chemical reaction. And it is, so it exploded and it was everywhere. And my dad, God bless him, he had like foil over everything. And so we only had to pick out a few pieces of Pyrex from the sweet potatoes.
Well,
that was mine.
As long as you're able to go ahead and pick those out. So I encourage people to share your stories. And if you've got a story that isn't necessarily as fun and exciting and heartwarming, it will be to us because mm-hmm. Hannah loves those stories of
I do love things that went wrong. Thanksgiving gone wrong.
On the guest side, we are going to have Chef Marcus Ford. He has been a guy that we have known. You see him on The Taste. He's cooking for celebrities all over the place. And he is going to be in studio in just a few minutes to share a cocktail recipe.
Okay, on the phone with us is very exciting. Hey, Sean.
Oh, hey there. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Weekend Workbench Sean is on the phone with us. How are you?
We met yesterday in the green room, and I promised that I would call in. And
yes.
Here I am. I'm listening to you guys as we're getting ready for Thanksgiving in our kitchen.
You have 117 people coming over today.
We have quite a few people. We don't have quite 117, but we have quite a few people.
Okay.
And we have, you know, my wife and I typically host every year, and it's a great arrangement because she's from the south side, I'm from the north side, and if we didn't host, we'd be bouncing around from house to house all day.
Nobody wants
that. And this is the holiday that we get to host and we get to hang out at home. And it's a lot of work prepping, but what we do and that our tradition is that it's kind of a potluck, so everybody brings something. And so we don't have to do all the cooking. So it's really spectacular, and we're really excited to have everybody over today.
That's wonderful. Tell us, do you have either a Thanksgiving dish gone wrong, or do you have a it wouldn't be Thanksgiving without X story for us?
Well, you know, the only thing that I have as far as a Thanksgiving gone wrong is we almost set the house on fire.
That'll do. Sounds that wrong. Will do.
Excess candles and napkins together near the centerpiece. So that would be an almost Thanksgiving gone wrong.
But, yeah, we'll count that. That goes into the category.
Yeah. But as far as like the dishes go, you know, in our family, it's kind of funny because everybody needs to have like the dish that, you know, my sister likes or my brother likes or, you know, everybody has to bring that dish. And if that dish is not there, it can't be Thanksgiving. So, you know, it's kind of funny. So we're going to have two different stuffings today on the table. And then we may have about 40 pies around the house as well because everybody decides to bring a pie.
Sure.
And we tell everybody, hey, this person's doing dessert, but it doesn't matter. Everybody, you know, makes their own pumpkin pie or buys their own pumpkin pie. So we'll have excess pies as well. But overall, it's just a great holiday. It's our favorite holiday, and it's a little hectic and whatnot, but it's really a spectacular event. We have our sister-in-law from McHenry is in charge of the turkey, believe it or not. So she cooks at home, and she hauls the turkey from McHenry all the way to the north side.
Of course she does.
And she does. Believe it or not, she does. And she does a great job with it. And so the first year we questioned it, but she did a spectacular job with it, so we let her keep in charge of the turkey, and we're just excited.
Well, Sean, first off, let's establish there's no such thing as excess pies. There's just you know, closer to enough pies. And when you say she hauls the turkey, this could be great advice for the listeners. How does she do it and keep it warm, or keep it? Does she wrap it in a bathrobe, or does she, you know, in bubble wrap? How does she do it?
So what she does is she uses a Nesco turkey roaster. You know, like the little countertop, the large turkey roaster.
Sure.
And she wraps it up in many towels. And then I think they put some sort of canvas tarp around that. So it's really a big deal. And by the time it gets down here, I don't know how they do it, but it's still juicy and moist and cooked to perfection. It's really amazing. But they do wrap it up in the roaster, and they just wrap it up with towel after towel after towel. And then basically we carve it as soon as they get here, and then we have dinner shortly after.
Okay, I have a theory that at some point during the year, she yells out the phrase, "Don't use those, they're the turkey towels."
probably, because you know, the roads are getting a little bumpy on the way here, and
yes.
Those turkey towels get kind of turkey-fied and juiced up.
Don't put those out for guests. They're the turkey towels.
They're the good ones. The turkey deserves only the best. It's our honored guest.
All right, Sean, thank you so much for calling in. Enjoy your day. And Extra Pies, come to 435 North Michigan Avenue.
That sounds good. Have a good show, guys.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. We are going to take a quick break. Hannah Stanley, Dane Neal in for, technically right now, we're still in for Steve Cochran. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll be back after this.
Hey, how you doing? This is Guy Fieri from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives and Guy's Grocery Games. Now listen, sit down, hold on, put on your seatbelt, because you are getting ready for an extravaganza of food every way you can handle it. This is going to be the Flavor HD Kickoff with Hannah and Dane. Good luck.
When you hear the turkey, you know that it's time for Flavor HD Thanksgiving.
Yes, the 85th annual.
85th annual.
Well, I'm just going to keep saying that until it's true.
Well, once you get to 100, then you know it's big.
Right, which we're not near that kind of
capacity. People
don't
live that long.
Marcus Ford, I see him crossing the street. He's going to be on the air with us in just a few minutes on the other side of the news, which we've got a couple minutes for.
But before that, yes, and throughout the program, encourage you to give a call or text at 312-981-7200 with your favorite Thanksgiving memory.
We have great texts coming in, but we want to get to Melanie on the phone right now. Melanie, you're on WGN.
Hi, how are you guys?
Happy good. And to you, thank you.
Yeah, one of my most memorable Thanksgivings was 2 years ago. I'm the youngest of seven, so normally we go out to McHenry because that's my sister's house. She's got the biggest house for all of us.
Okay.
But 2 years ago, everyone said, no, we're coming to your house. I'm in Evanston. And I was 2 weeks from my youngest son being born.
Oh.
And so I was very, very big, and nobody wanted me at their house. I live three blocks from the hospital, and they said, you're not going anywhere. We're coming to your house. We're cooking. We're bringing all the food. We're cleaning up. You're not going to do anything but just sit there.
That's wonderful.
And so it was wonderful. And then on December 6th, he was born. So we're actually going out to my sister's in McHenry today, and we're bringing the birthday cake, and we're having a big family celebration out there today.
That's great. That's wonderful. So he's two?
He's going to be two on December 6th.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic.
Today.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Melanie, thanks so much for listening and for sharing your story. We appreciate it.
Okay. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. You too.
If you've got a memory, you can go ahead and share it, 312-981-7200. If you've got it could be heartwarming, or also if you want to be thankful for something, go ahead and do that as well.
Another text we received. 1981, the year we learned my sister wasn't allowed to make the pumpkin pie. She misread the recipe and put a cup of salt instead of sugar in the pie. After that, she was regulated to providing the relish tray because she couldn't mess it up.
Salty pie, that's not
that
bad.
That is from Pat in Plano. Thanks so much for listening and for sharing your stories. We are going to share more of the stories after the break. We're going to take a quick one. Hannah Stanley, Dane Neal, and Andy Mazur sitting in the studio currently still for Steve Cochran. We'll be back after this.
This is Curtis Stone. Get ready for the most exciting time of your life. You're going to be listening to Flavor HD with Hannah and Dane, and it's going to be unbelievable.
You know, many people would argue, Hannah Stanley Dane Neal here, by the way, filling in still for Steve Cochran. Many would argue Curtis Stone, top five hottest chefs.
I don't have that list in front of me.
I do.
We would go to Nick DiGiulio for a list like that.
On that list also, Chef Marcus Ford.
Wow. Would he be rounding it out or would he be topping it off?
I can't disclose the placement.
So no particular
of the top
order.
Five. No particular order. This is like a Dancing with the Stars elimination. But not necessarily the lowest two scores. But okay. Marcus Ford is in studio. Now, we do want to encourage people to continue texting and calling. 312-7200. It's 312-981-7200. Apparently the 10.5 hours of sleep I got last night did not help.
It put that part to sleep. the phone number portion of your brain.
It just
groggy.
Went away. 773 Texan. I'm thankful for people who give their time to be on the radio. Thank you. But there's so many working today. We are appreciative of definitely the first responders who I got to see in action this morning at that accident. Military, of course. And I mean, everybody. Hotels and just... gas station attendants, the Starbucks.
The world is a different and smaller place, and it is always working. I mean, there's something going on at all times.
Always, always, always. Here we go. In 1995 Thanksgiving memory. These are texts, of course, from 630. I gave my father his insulin injection before meal. Okay.
Nice. Well, it's good to be there.
Yes.
I'm sure the dad was thankful for that.
Yes.
All right.
Wow, living in the moment right there.
And in this particular moment, we do have Marcus Ford in studio, private chef, one of our premier private chefs here in Chicago, the driving force for El Aviv Chicago. You'll find him on television. You'll find him at great opulent events, the one and only Marcus Ford. Welcome to Thanksgiving.
Having me back, ladies and gentlemen. I love it.
By
thank
popular
you.
Demand.
Yes, and we actually have a text regarding Marcus Ford. 773, Marcus Ford is the best personal chef in Chicago. XOXO Janae. Great.
We got to talk about her in just a minute.
Okay. Awesome. All right. She's so thank texter. You, Janae, for listening and for calling in. What you got for us? It's Thanksgiving. Are you busy today?
I am swamped today. And you would think I'd be cooking for the holidays, but I'm not. I'm actually hosting an event tomorrow. So I'm spending all day cooking for that. It happens to be like right across the street. So hope to see you guys there.
All right. It is Sip Shop Savor. A Black Friday event.
All of your favorite things. You get to come drink. You get to do a little shopping. You get to try some food.
Well, who doesn't love that? How can people get tickets?
Well,
are they still available?
Tickets are still available online at Eventbrite. Just click on Sip Shop Savor.
We will put that link up at our Facebook page as well.
Please do. But something tells me that I should give a few tickets to some of the Flavor HD listeners.
Whoa. Listen to that. We did not know this was coming.
So you all were doing, you know, your favorite Thanksgiving stories. People are calling in. Why don't you all be the judges of your top two? I'm sure there's more than
and then
one.
We can give those tickets
and then
out.
Give each one of them a pair of tickets for tomorrow.
Nice.
That's outstanding. All right. So we can do that. We'll wrap that up at the end of the show.
Yeah.
We can announce who those winners are. If you text in, we will have your phone number, obviously. And then that's how we will contact you. If you call in, we will have Jasmine write down your number as well.
Yep, 312-981-7200 with your
that's
favorite
fantastic.
Thanksgiving. And as established, you know, if you text it in, call it in, Hannah brought up the pumpkin pie with the salt instead of sugar.
Oh,
right?
I can imagine.
It doesn't have to be a wonderful, heartwarming one. It just
that's
has to be.
That's what we call savory.
Oh, yeah. That's what I love it. I love it.
Interesting and one of those things that's kind of memorable. And if it's funny, hey, that doesn't hurt. Sip is one of the things people will be doing tomorrow. They'll also be doing it today. Nobody that I know is as good a chef and as good a mixologist. You combine them both. Do you have a couple cocktails for us?
Maybe. I have a cocktail in my back pocket right now. I've had a few this
you
morning.
You travel with it?
Of course. I mean, Starbucks.
That's a utility belt.
Exactly.
Like Batman.
It's the Batman, yeah. There you go. Since Starbucks doesn't serve alcohol, I had to bring my own.
Not yet. That's something that's in their plan.
Do you know they have bacon wrap dates at Starbucks?
Since when?
I did an event a few weeks ago, and the one right on Rush, like right off of Rush and Oak Street. They have hors d'oeuvres there. Yeah, first
of
thing.
Of course they do.
It's Rush. It is pretty hoity-toity.
Yum. Oh.
Come on. It's pretty hoity-toity.
All righty.
So that young lady who texted in, Janae, she's an event planner in Chicago. She's amazing. She's totally on top of her game. And she's got me connected with my latest addiction. So all of you who are, you know, trying to quit smoking, maybe that's going to be your New Year's resolution. You don't have to give up the flavor because there is
the flavor of the Marlboros.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Believe it or not, there is
Salem Slim Lights.
You're going to make me laugh. Or there is a menthol and tobacco flavored vodka. Stop making that face. It's good.
Ew.
No.
I thought marshmallow jumped the shark.
No. It's menthol tobacco infused. It's called Ivanovich. It's amazing. I didn't think I was going to like it, but it's a little sweeter than I expected, but it's so smooth.
Whoever is watching on the stream, text in and tell me if my face is properly showing what my
opinion is.
That's
a lot of emotion right there.
Well,
that just
Marcus,
sounds gross.
No.
These things don't come out of the blue. There had to be a board meeting.
I'm
with
sure
people
there was a
sitting.
Panel discussion. Come on.
Let's go around the table. Just throw out no bad ideas. How about we have cigarette-flavored vodka? Go with that.
Trust me. They have a tobacco flavor, and then they have a menthol tobacco flavor, and that's one of the cocktails I'll be displaying tomorrow.
People like to smoke when they drink. Let's just make that a combo.
But out of step. Multitasking.
Oh, my Lord.
What's the problem?
Is it possible, Marcus, that, you know,
do you
on
have to be
label,
18? Well, yes, you would have to be 18.
The instructions are, yeah, 21.
Actually,
yes.
21.
Yeah, well.
I don't know about the suburbs, but in Chicago, it's 21.
The suburbs is 35. Yeah.
Now, maybe you don't like it the first, like, 10 times, mm-hmm. but after a while, you find this... this strange, you know, need to have more of this vodka, and then you're kind of just on
is
board.
That the, I mean, is there tobacco in it?
The good
is it
thing
addictive?
Is the first one is free.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us what cocktail you're making with this.
So tomorrow night I'm going to do a cocktail called the Smokin' Hottie. So it's going to have this smokiness. Well, some people haven't smoked turkey today.
I love the names. I mean, I think that's as big a part as the drink.
It is. It's gonna bring people in, and that's going to be the flavored, the infused vodka with tobacco, the menthol tobacco.
I had the best party. There were so many smoking hotties there.
Exactly. If you show up, there will be. You bring all the suburban ladies, the girls' night out ladies.
Yes.
Bring them on.
Yeah, I'm going to be on Saturday, see if it was just next door.
If I have recovered by then, I'll let you know.
Okay. All righty. Yeah. Smoking hotties at the party. What is it? What's
so we're going to do that vodka, yes. And we're going to add some cinnamon to it, cinnamon schnapps, Goldschlager, and then lighten it a little bit with vanilla.
Lighten it.
Well, everything I've said thus far is all alcohol.
I know.
So we'll put a little vanilla salt.
Oh, in. I know. All right.
Well, you know I make a good drink.
Oh, yes.
I think the last event we were at,
it's
a kid-friendly show. I won't say what happened.
No, but. The last event
we were at.
Oh, it
was a fundraiser for a food pantry. Yeah,
hey, I'm trying to generate some interest here.
Yeah, no, the last event we were at, I said, make me like a sip. Mm-hmm. I wanted a sip of the beverage.
I gave you a half portion.
I was liquored up on smelling it. I was like, I can't drink this.
Then I've done my job correctly.
It was like, I'm a little slap happy and I haven't had a sip yet. So it was yummy.
It was a good time.
You do have, and the thing was, and this is what people are going to be looking for, because mixology is chemistry.
Absolutely.
And so if you have done your job correctly, it's the layering and the flavors are going to build. It's just like a regular recipe.
And I think you saw me putting all of that into that glass and
you're
like, wow, there's a lot of stuff going on.
There was an essence. There was an infusion. All kinds of things happening. It's not just like, you know,
nope.
Vodka and 7 Up.
When you do it right and you have a great mixologist working on it, it is a very pleasant flavor experience. The end result is that it can be a little more potent than maybe it even tastes like, but you're not supposed to get knocked out by the alcohol. So mission accomplished on that. Now we've got Marcus in studio, and of course he's been generous enough to give up a couple pairs of tickets for the event.
We have callers lining up trying to tell their stories so that they can get in line.
Give his input on a couple of these. I guess line 3 is the funniest.
Okay.
Thanks, Jasmine.
Let's get to Liz right now. Liz, thanks for calling. Tell us your story.
Sure. You're not going to believe this one. Every year, our favorite drink at Thanksgiving is always eggnog and brandy.
Hello.
And my uncle comes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. And so my uncle comes and drinks, you know, every Thanksgiving he has too much to drink, and my aunt won't sit next to him at the table, so she sits across from him. And he was drinking too much, so I sat him down next to me when we sat down to eat. And we have these little napkin rings that are paper and colorful, and they're turkeys.
Okay.
And he took it off, and it fell in his salad, and he ate it. And while he was eating, he was, like, chewing funny, and all of a sudden he goes, "Chew!" And it shoots across the table into my aunt's salad, and she eats it.
That's love.
At the table saw it. One other person at the table saw it, and we were busting up cracking, and nobody else knew.
You've got an attentive family.
You can't invite as many people over because you don't have matching salad ring or the napkin rings anymore.
Either they're grossed out.
Oh my God! It's the funny. Well, you know, it came out later in the day, so we tell it every year.
We're
thankful for my uncle who drinks too much and eats napkin rings.
Okay, that's fantastic. Jasmine has your information.
That's a good one.
Thank you so much for calling in. Let's go next to Claudia. Claudia, tell me what happened on your Thanksgiving.
Well, we were at my mother-in-law's house, and there were about 12 of us sitting around the table, and we're just kind of finishing up the meal when the cat jumped up on the table.
Oh,
of course,
no.
Everybody gasped, you know, which startled the cat, and he went the full length of the table and in the process caught his tail on fire from the candle.
Oh, no. Oh, no. How did this end?
It was a literally Chinese fire drill because, you know, he jumped off the table. The boys started to chase him around to catch him, and the women are saying, "Keep him away from the curtains. So don't let him get behind the couch." They did catch him, and he wasn't, you know, he wasn't badly hurt or anything. He looked, he smelled bad, and he looked kind of funky. But he was okay. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
He needs to go to stop, drop, and roll school. You know?
He does. You know, what's funny is I'm looking at the screen and it says cattail caught on fire. And I assumed that was part of the centerpiece. I didn't realize it was a legitimate cattail. Claudia, I'm going to ask you to stay on hold for a second so Jasmine can get your information. Hold on, please.
And then Lisa, of course, hold on too. And people want to call in with their memories. We do have Marcus Ford in studio for a few more minutes. He's got a couple tickets to give away, a couple pairs of tickets for his pop-up extravaganza tomorrow. 312-981-7200 to add to the show and add your memories. Flavor HD, Hannah Stanley, Dane Neal, 720 WGN.
We are back. Welcome, Flavor HD Thanksgiving special extravaganza.
I love a good extravaganza.
You almost had kind of a Dracula voice.
Well, okay, so this is the remnants of my...
This is the Ricola voice? That's the Ricola talking.
That's the whiskey
Ricola
voice.
Yes.
We have Chef Marcus Ford in studio tomorrow. He has an event called Sip, Shop, and Savor. It is going on tomorrow just across the street from 435 North Michigan Avenue. It's going to be an exciting event. One more time with the website where people can get it. And then we have another person sharing their memory to win those tickets.
Eventbrite.com. They just click on the link and you can purchase your tickets right there. If there are tickets left, we'll sell a few at the door, but I'm hoping to sell out by then. Ticket sales have been going really, really well.
All right. We are receiving texts and you can join in 312-981-7200. Text or call with your stories. We have Lisa on the line right now. Lisa, tell us your story, please.
Hi. A couple of years ago, everybody was coming to my house. I had a fresh turkey in the oven, which tends to be more juicy than a frozen turkey. And I wasn't paying attention, and the juices spilled over and set the whole oven on fire. And my dad ran over to the oven and opened the door, which, of course,
makes it worse.
Added more fuel to the fire, and it was flaming everywhere. And everybody kept opening it. So my husband ran out to the garage and got a fire extinguisher.
Oh, no.
This turkey was within 30 minutes of coming out of the oven. It'd been cooking all day, and I had like 30 people over. I threw my body up against the oven door. And I said,
to save the
stop opening the door. If you two hit that turkey with that fire extinguisher, I swear I'm going to kill you both. I said, just stand there for about 30 minutes until all the flames went down and everything was okay in order to open up the door. And it was the best turkey we ever had.
See? Well, it was
every
crispy.
Every year after that. Huh?
It was crispy.
And every year after that, we light it on fire?
It's a new holiday tradition.
It was the oven, not the turkey, really. And so anyway, long story short, every year now somebody brings a fire extinguisher over and puts it right next to my oven.
Nice.
And one of my brothers will always say, hey, is there a button on your oven for, like, you know, major flames?
Ignite.
Like, yeah, very funny.
That's hilarious. Lisa, if
and
you
every
could...
turkey after that now compares to that one. Oh, this is good, but it's not quite good as the one you set on fire.
Lisa, I hope that the local office of the Secret Service is listening, because the way you leapt into action to protect that bird, I think, is
you could have another job. Oh, that's so funny. All right.
Thank you.
Lisa, stay on hold for a second so Jasmine can get your info. Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. Okay, Marcus.
So that reminds me, I have to leave here and drop off my parents' smoked turkey.
I was wondering when it said turkey caught on fire, if it was a live turkey running across the table, lighting it.
That would be good, too.
Lighting itself.
If anyone has any stories involving live turkeys on a dinner table, please call now. Because we haven't heard that one yet.
Well, there is Brian Noonan, of course, played the classic WKRP clip, As God Is My Witness, I Thought Turkeys Could Fly. And then people started calling in going, no, they can. Wild turkeys apparently can fly for limited.
I think if you drink enough wild turkey, you think they're flying. I think that's how that goes.
More of an optical illusion.
Yeah.
And maybe that is what they're doing. Hannah Stanley, Dane Neal here. We're going to take a quick break. We will be back in just a minute. Stay with us.
Hey, it's Stephanie Izar from Girl and the Goat and soon to be Little Goat. You're listening to Hannah and Dane on Flavor HD.
My name is
Jason. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Because it is, in fact, Thanksgiving, let's talk a little bit about what you guys do at the restaurant in preparation or seasonally or what you do at home.
I think that it's really fun to sort of take advantage of your restaurant space and just have your family over there, which we did a couple of years ago at Girl and the Goat. But this year we're going to let the guys do the cooking, and I think I'm making gravy, and I'm just going to show up with that.
All right, we are back. Flavor HD, and this is something that many, many, many people are prepping for because it's no longer about the food. It's no longer about the family. It's about the deals.
How many people are sitting at the table tapping their fingers with their iPad or their phone just concealed under the layer of the table?
I think they've got the iPad, the laptop, the phone, and the ads that are out. And I'm going to tell you, you don't need all of this stuff. You can just go to Brad's Deals on the phone with us, Becky Lehman. Hi, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We are doing really, really well. How are you?
It's all deals over here.
It is. We are talking, Becky, you are with bradsdeals.com, and I will tell you, this is one of our favorite, specifically the women of WGN, because the boys, they go talk about other things. But the women, sure, we are always like, guess what we just got? Guess what we did? We got three deals in 3 days on Brad's Deals. Tell us, you are the Black Friday specialist at Brad's Deals. Do you have strategies? What are we looking for tomorrow?
Well, as far as strategies go, first thing, whatever you're looking for, you want a price match. If you find prices lower somewhere else other than the store that you're in, chances are really great that the store you're in is going to match it without a lot of fuss. So they don't want you to leave to spend your money elsewhere. And then another strategy would be coupons. I think a lot of shoppers don't realize that you can use coupons on Black Friday. And Kohl's is actually a really great example of this. The deals are so much better than the ad lets on because you can stack Kohl's coupons on top of their Black Friday deals to get additional discounts.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, for those people that aren't familiar, Hannah, of course, in tune with Black, she's got the Black Friday, she's got the Brad Deal IV going. She's got the t-shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
My
do.
Wife is familiar with it. She's like, oh yeah, it's great. We got this off of that. For those people that aren't like in the club yet of the Brad's Deal Club, explain what it is, like the site, where you can go, and exactly how it works.
All right. So if you go to bradsdeals.com, you can find the best, lowest price on any given object, any given day. We have a team of editors that actually source these deals. They're looking on the websites. They're working with the merchants directly to negotiate the best, lowest deals on it from lots of different stores. So, for example, right now you can get at Kohl's, there's a 4.5-quart KitchenAid stand mixer, which all the ladies love. Usually retails for about $350, but this week you can get it at Kohl's for $144.49 after a mail-in rebate. Plus, you get $45 Kohl's cash to spend next week. And this is hands down the single best deal we've ever seen on any KitchenAid mixer.
Okay,
that's just one example.
The Kohl's cash is fantastic because it's free money. So you're able to go, yeah, I'm a big fan of the Kohl's cash. So essentially, you're going to be shopping for Christmas anyway. If there's stuff that you're going to get, if you go buy the stand mixer, which is going to be an incredible gift for yourself or someone else. I have one and love it and use it a lot and have had it for years. And then you get $45 in Kohl's cash. That takes that price down to like nothing.
Right. If you talk about net price there, it actually gets under $100.
For a KitchenAid mixer that I'm telling you people will last for 50 plus years. That is a great deal. And that is something that I did see on bradsdeals.com.
Now, we know the KitchenAid mixer is a beautiful thing. It is basically the sports car, the Ferrari of the kitchen. It comes into some really cool colors.
We know Frank Fantina has the red one and he put a spotlight on it.
He built a heated garage for his, you know, it's a small one with a roll up window. The one of the cool things about it for those people that say, yes, it's great, but I don't do a lot of mixing. The cool things about the mixer is that it is any of the attachments that they've made since the beginning of time for KitchenAid are usable for it. You can do everything from make pasta with it, a million different things. That stand mixer is really versatile.
Absolutely. As far as the other deals go, though, you know, it's not all about the kitchen. There's a 55-inch Samsung 4K HDTV at Best Buy that's $898 right now. And while it's not a top-of-the-line set, it's a Samsung, it's a solid brand. We're really excited to see a 4K set under $1,000.
And as I always say, once you get the TV home, it's the best one in the room.
Absolutely.
When you stand in the store, you're like, wow, that picture is really better over there for twice the price. And I'm like, you're not going to know the difference when you get it home. It's going to look awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What are some of the other hot things that are you're seeing a lot of different a lot of different stores offering?
Well, a lot of stores are offering deals on Beats Solo HD headphones. Most stores are retailing them right now for somewhere between $97 and $99. But Radio Shack really surprised us on this one. They've got these same headphones. They're $69.99 after rebate, which is $100 under retail price, roughly 50% off. I actually picked these up myself this morning at a Radio Shack in my neighborhood. I was the only person in the store.
Okay, so Radio Shack A is open and B is offering Beats headphones for $100 off retail?
Yes. And that does involve a mail-in rebate, but...
Well, and that's the thing,
because at the end of the day, it's $69.99.
If you take the time to do the rebates, and I read a stat once that 80% of the people don't do rebates. And I just think that's just silly.
Absolutely. Forever stamps are cheap these days, right?
So. Yeah. And sometimes you can do them online. You scan in the receipt and prove that you've done it. It's fantastic. It takes a few minutes and it's extra money off. So $69, you said, for those Beats headphones. That's incredible.
Absolutely. They retail at $169.99. They're $100 off with the rebate.
Now, Apple products are pretty price structured, so we're not going to find like crazy deals on Apple products.
Yes and no. A lot of retailers this time of year will bundle them with gift cards and offer a slight discount. And so if you figure out the net on that, you can get a good deal. One of our favorites, though, is just the iPad Air HH Greg for $299. We like this deal over the gift card bundles because it's a flat, no frills $299. It's a genuine discount, and it doesn't leave your money trapped in a gift card.
All right.
You want to release your money from the gift card.
Free the money.
Right.
All right. So where are you going Black Friday shopping tomorrow or tonight?
Well, I actually tend to shop online, and most of the deals will be online. And we're bradsdeals.com. We're online shopping experts.
Yes.
Becky's in the command center, of course. She's there with her hands. She got five screens in front of her just running the deal.
Now, are you seeing that the deals are starting today, as you did? Obviously, you went to Radio Shack this morning and got those headphones. Are we seeing better deals on Thanksgiving, or is it still traditionally going to be the Friday, at least midnight kind of time?
Oh, no, it's definitely better deals today. Of our top 25 deals, I believe it was something like 23 of them were available beginning Thursday. Two of those were, I think one was explicitly Friday and others were unclear. But all of the best deals are going to really be happening today. And most of those are going to be available online right now, even if the store's not yet open.
Wow, that's incredible. Okay, so we want to encourage everybody, if you are planning on tomorrow shopping, today shopping, maybe tomorrow shopping you're planning, but you might want to consider today shopping, get online today, go to bradsdeals.com and make a point to find out those top 25 deals, 23 of which are available today. Becky, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Happy Thanksgiving. Hannah Stanley, Dan Neal filling in for John Williams. We will be back after this.
Hey, this is Chef Ming Tsai. You're listening to Hannah and Dane on Flavor HD. The number one tip, and every chef says this, brine your turkey.
Right.
And it's so easy to do, especially in Chicago because it's cold outside. Get a clean cooler, fill it with water, put equal parts salt, kosher salt, and sugar until it tastes like sweet seawater. Put your turkey in overnight, take it out, rinse it off, cook it normally. It'll cook 10 to 20% faster, but most importantly, it will be much more juicy, including the breast meat. So you have to brine your turkey. That's number one. My other tip, and this is what we always do in our family, you don't want to be cooking the entire time when people are there, right? You're there to have a cocktail and whatnot, but cocktail is key. You need to have a house cocktail so when your guests and family show up, they can busy themselves in having a drink, right? And the thing I love is champagne to start, but not just regular champagne. I actually dumb it down by buying sparkling wine or cava, which is less expensive, but I make a little syrup. And actually, in my book, I have a pineapple Thai basil syrup. So instead of making a Kir Royale out of cassis, you make it out of pineapple Thai basil. It's a fantastic cocktail, easy to make, and anyone can open up a bottle of sparkling wine or champagne. So start with a great cocktail and have your sides done already that just need to go into an oven reheat. Gingered sweet potato puree is one of the best things ever to go with turkey. Just roast your potatoes till they're cooked through. Scoop them out, saute a little bit of ginger and butter, whisk in that into the potatoes, season it up, you're done. Put that back into a pan that can go in the dish. So when you're busy with the turkey, by the way, when your turkey's finally done, you put it on a cutting board and let it rest for at least 20 minutes. Not because it's tired. That turkey's dead. But what it does do when it rests is it maintains its juice because it needs to relax. You don't want to slice it when it's screeching hot. All the juice will come out. So during that 20 minutes when that turkey's resting is when you then put in, we have Brussels sprouts, we have the sweet potato puree, we have our stuffing. Put all those, which are ready to go, into that hot oven. They will reheat in that 20 to 30 minutes. By the time your turkey's sliced, everything's hot.
Oh, that's great
and
advice.
And yet again, every time we talk to you, Chef, I learn more and more.
Good to know.
I'm so appreciative when you're on the phone.
All right, Ming, thanks so much.
All right, ciao, Dana. Ciao, Hannah.
720 WGN, it is Flavor HD, Hannah Stanley, Dane Neal, Ming Tsai sharing some tips. No mention of a cat running across the table, no mention of misplaced salt, but we are sharing those stories with you, as well as your text and calls at 312-981-7200.
Ginger sweet potatoes is like the greatest thing. I love that he taught us that.
And the brining, equal parts sugar and salt.
Yes. Now, we're a little late on the brining now. You should have been brining already, but...
Well, yeah, but these
next year.
These are just tips.
Yeah, I mean, Dane, you don't have a bucket here in the studio with the turkey you've been
brining
for a week.
Yeah, I always come with a bucket.
All right, we have a text from 630 asking where the KitchenAid is $100, and I will tell you the KitchenAid is sort of $100.
Sort of $140.
It's $140, but you get Kohl's cash, and that way you can use the Kohl's cash next week. I believe you have to have a Kohl's card, though, to do this. There's nuances to it. However, if you are able to go and get it, that is a heck of a deal.
If you get that, then next year you can call in on our Thanksgiving special and use that as your great Thanksgiving memory.
Yes.
That you got the stand mixer. 312-981-7200. You can text in. You can call in with your favorite Thanksgiving memory. You can text in with Thanksgiving would not be the same without.
Yes.
Or you can tell us what you're thankful for.
Yes, and Chef Marcus Ford, who was just joining us last half hour, he has got an event tomorrow night called Sip Shop Savor. I have the link for you to get tickets. It is tomorrow night. It is right next door, or across the street, I think across the street. And those tickets, limited tickets available, but we have two pair to give away. And we're doing that, basing it on our favorite callers and texts from today, people who are telling stories. We had a cat that caught on fire. That's a good one. I loved that story.
Never bad when a cat is involved.
No.
And no cats were harmed in the telling of that story.
No. I have another text here. Thanksgiving 2010, I was in Iraq. KBR ran the kitchen at the galley at the time, and the meal and decorations were better than anything I've had stateside. The only downside was I was away from my family, and he or she headed to the sister's house today in Lombard, and the three nephews are a trip. We appreciate your service, absolutely, and I hope you guys all enjoy your day. So much going on.
So much going on. People sharing what they were thankful for and their fun moments, and you're all going to be entered into win. We've got a caller, Joyce, with...
Oh, my goodness. This is a good one. Hold on. Joyce, you're on WGN.
Hi.
Hi, good
morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
And to you. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah. So I was pregnant with twins, and we decided to have a Thanksgiving dinner before Thanksgiving and have our best friends over. So I'm cooking, and I make the traditional, quote-unquote, pumpkin pie. And our friends come over, and we're having a nice time. And they keep noticing that I'm having a lot of trouble breathing as the twins were sitting against my diaphragm. So I served the pumpkin pie, and it turned out to be pumpkin soup in a crust.
Oh, no.
Nothing wrong with that.
That was the Sunday before the actual Thanksgiving. Turns out I went into labor Thanksgiving during the parade on television and went on to have my twins on Thanksgiving Day, which was super special. So it's all wrapped up into a happy ending.
That's wonderful. So you had a Fakesgiving, which is what I call it when we have Thanksgiving on a different day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So Fakesgiving is when you had your turkey or your soup.
Our dinner,
Your pumpkin
and
soup.
And then the pumpkin soup and a pie crust.
And then you had the twins on Thanksgiving. That's great.
Now, we always hear those stories about kids who are born in and around maybe Christmas or another holiday. Their birthday is kind of blended. Now, do they see it as a good thing that Thanksgiving is their birthday? Mm-hmm. Or do they say, like, geez, you know what? We'd want our own day.
Well, you know what? It is pretty cool in that it doesn't fall on Thanksgiving every year.
Right.
And so last year it happened to fall on the 24th is their birth date. So this year it is not. So it is not rolled into one. And they always had separate friends, so they have separate celebrations with, you know, same family but separate friends. So it's just a stunning ordeal for us to be able to celebrate Thanksgiving with extra thankfulness.
That's fantastic. Joyce, please hold on for a second. We're going to have Jasmine get your information so you're in the running. All right. Thank you. All right. We are going to take a quick break and we will come back. I know Doug's got a turkey question we're going to field right after this. Hannah Stanley, Daniel filling in for John Williams and WGN.
Hey, it's Andrew Zimmern from Bizarre Foods on the Travel Channel, and you're listening to Flavor HD with Hannah and Dave.
If you could share with the listeners the Thanksgiving tradition that you have.
Oh, God, yes. You know, we do a lot of really cool things at Thanksgiving in our house, but probably the most traditional is, you know, I live in Minnesota. It's cold.
Yes.
And I love oysters because I'm from the East Coast. And I'm landlocked now in Minnesota. So I always make oyster chowder, a big, creamy, rich pot of oyster chowder. And I put it in the crock pot out by the front door with a whole tray of mugs. And as my guests come in for Thanksgiving, my favorite thing in the whole world is to pour them a mug of oyster chowder rather than doing hors d'oeuvres around the table because it's a family holiday and it's a casual holiday. A mug of soup is the best way to welcome somebody in from outside on a snowy day at the end of November than anything I know. It's a wonderful, wonderful addition to the Thanksgiving table.
Soup is really probably the most quintessential comfort food.
Oh, I think so. I think it's why it's my favorite thing to cook. Anything soupy and rich. I love meals in a bowl, whether it's Vietnamese pho or, you know, a Korean chige or Mexican pozole or a New England oyster chowder. That's my favorite thing on earth to eat. Hot and steamy and good.
Soup. 720 WGN Flavor HD. Hannah Stanley, Dane Neal. Here with you on our Thanksgiving extravaganza. I do like soup.
I like soup and other people like turkey. Doug, thank you for hanging on. What is going on? What is your turkey question? How can we help?
Well, I've got a little dilemma. I haven't been able to get a right answer on this. I'm actually doing my turkey in a convection oven.
Okay.
And I dropped the temperature to the 325 they recommend, but I'm just wondering if I should really cut back if it's going to be cutting back the time that I'm doing it, or if it's just going to dry the turkey out.
Okay. Now, okay, there's a couple of nuances to this. However, the convection oven versus conventional oven, if all things are equal, it's going to cut your cooking time by about 25% because it circulates that heat. Yes. However, you've dropped that temperature, that I can't really speak to that. So now we have to just go with the thermometer. And
I have a probe.
Okay, good. Is it in it right now?
It is in it now. It is a stuffed turkey. I'm expecting it would be about 7 hours with the stuffing because it's a 25 pounder.
Right.
And so what I'm actually expecting is we're gonna cut it back to about 5, I think.
Okay, so, and make sure that you use another thermometer to check the temperature of the stuffing, because that stuffing doesn't cook as quickly because it's insulated by the turkey.
Right, right. I understand. Yes, that's true.
Okay.
And it's just oatmeal with butter and celery and onion, so.
That sounds good.
It's a really good stuffing. It's
all right. Please send that recipe to hannah@flavorhd.com.
I'll do that. Super easy, so I'll send it to you.
All right. We definitely want everybody to be safe. Now, I would start making sure you check that turkey, like you said, at about five and a half hours.
Okay, very good. And I'm just trying to figure out when to put the sunchokes in because I'm doing sunchokes with it too.
So. Ooh, look at you. Why are you asking me questions? Yeah, you know what you're doing.
I really don't know that I do. I mean, I have not done a bird this big in my life. So I thought I had more people coming over and I had a few cancellations. So I'm going to have lots of leftovers.
All right. And that address is?
Yeah, let's go. We hope we get off at noon.
Come on out. I'm not far from MJ Miller.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Doug, no, I want to know how this turns out. Please email me that recipe and the thing. But typically, if you do a convection oven, it is 25% less you take off that cooking time.
Okay, very good. I do appreciate that. Thank you very much.
No problem at all, Doug. Best of luck.
312-981-7200. You can weigh in with your Thanksgiving memory. With Thanksgiving, it wouldn't be the same without what you're thankful for. Any of those things, 312-981-7200.
We've officially become the Turkey Hotline. Yes,
well,
yes.
One down.
One down. Here we go. Monica, your turkey question.
Hi. I certainly know that the turkey's supposed to be 165 with a probe before I take it out in the thigh. However, when I let it rest for an hour, the temperature is going to go up. So am I supposed to take it out when it's less than 165 to allow for the temperature to raise? Or do I take it out at 165 and perhaps it's going to go up to 175 when it's resting?
That is an excellent question. I have asked this question. I have gotten conflicting reports. I would go like 160 because you know that it's on its way up. Pull it and wrap it. You're going to tent that, of course, to make sure that it does stay warm. You're not going to lose a lot of that body heat. But I would make sure you watch it as it's resting so that you do know you achieved the 165.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. People are calling in. This is fantastic. We love
best
people.
Guess on that one.
That was, like, no. Yeah, that was my best guess. But I have asked people that because
it's a good question.
The theory of resting is very confusing to me, especially when you're using like anything pork. Pork never retains heat long enough for me. As soon as you put that on the table, it's cold. So you're out in Turkey today, aren't you?
I am, but I'm not involved in the tenting process in any way. And I'm sure the giblets are out. My mom is an excellent turkey preparer. And so
are you coming out? You're going to the mom's?
We're going to do the whole thing. We're going to have all of the sides and all of the regular stuff. And so it's going to be a great and very traditional Thanksgiving as far as the selections. You're doing something a little bit different.
We are straying. And I will tell you, we actually did an audible last night while I was on my way home. You and I did marathon day here yesterday, filled in for John Williams, then did Flavor HD with Bill and Wendy. And then I was stuck in traffic. You were stuck in, I'm sure. What was
nice
who
traffic.
Decided that people should be driving on the Eisenhower at 5 o'clock?
Yeah, they didn't get the memo to be, you know, out of the
way. Everybody's supposed to leave early.
I thought everyone was supposed to be at a bar by then.
I don't know. We've never had this happen before. And I was prepared for, I had my timing all messed up, which is an issue more for today than it was yesterday. But yeah, my husband went out grocery shopping last night and sourced all of our fixins because we are hosting today. And instead of doing a tenderloin, which was on menu, we were doing beef tenderloin fillets.
Oh, you can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong with a filet, and it cuts down your cooking time a lot.
When beef is what's for dinner, you know, any time of the year, any day of the year, and even on Thanksgiving as well, you can definitely call us, text us, 312-981-7200 with your Thanksgiving input. We're going to read some more of those texts in a little bit.
Text, and we are going to come back after the break with Thanksgiving food safety tips you can't afford to ignore. Hannah Stanley, Dane Neal in for John Williams on Thanksgiving on WGN.
Hi, it's Mario Batali from Italy, and you are listening to Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD.
Thanksgiving for WGN Radio for a Batali family Thanksgiving. Is there a tip? Is there a tradition that you can share with the people?
Sure. I mean, the tip is make sure you do most of your prep the day before so you don't have to hump and hard so hard. And then don't be afraid to change your turkey up. This year I'm doing a porchetta out of turkey, and it's going to take me an hour and 45 minutes to cook it as opposed to the 4 or 5 hours it would take to cook an 18 to 20 pounder. Keep it simple. Keep it delicious. Use high notes and try to choose a theme. My theme this year is Southern Tuscany and Umbria. All the dishes are from those regions.
Wow, that's awesome. Mario Batali, thanks so much for bringing Italy to us, and thanks for being in Flavor HD.
Thanks for having me, Dane.
Southern Tuscany in Umbria. So, if only I had known, because that's totally what I was doing.
You too?
I know.
He's so dramatic. And if I could give you all the texts that are about the Umbria region and
constant. We are getting quite. We are fielding Umbria questions left, right, and in between. We're having to take them during the break. There's so many.
But let's break it down a little bit. And of course, it's wonderful to go ahead and branch out and do those
things. First off, let's tell people who we are. Hannah Stanley Day Neal filling in for John Williams today on this Thursday Thanksgiving.
The Flavor HD special year 3 and
counting.
There are some essentials. That you're going to want to do. And I think, as they say in so many different, whether it's driving, mm-hmm. whether it's being a fighter pilot, whether it's just walking across the street, safety first.
Always safety first. Safety is so crucial. And this is one of the biggest, one of the biggest issues on today. And thank goodness again for our first responders, turkey fires. We've had many texts of turkeys being set on fire in the oven. But of course, people decide that frying a turkey is a great idea. And it's chilly, so let's tuck it in by the garage. No, no, do not do that.
Hannah, would you consider them, as they say in the business, thrill seekers? You know, these are hungry people, but also, you know, kind of pushing that envelope, looking for that adrenaline rush.
All right, if you are about to fry the turkey, make sure the turkey is as dry as is possible. I need to use, the turkey towels need to be used to dry that turkey up. But we also have 9 Thanksgiving food safety tips you can't afford to ignore. 1, the bird has to be secluded. Keep the turkey by itself.
Needs some alone time.
It needs some alone time. It needs to think about what it's done. It needs to really stay away because there's a lot of turkey ickiness. Turkey's got a cold.
That's a technical term, turkey ickiness.
No, but we want it to make sure that if it isn't sealed, those juices can get kind of everywhere and there's a lot of bacteria involved.
So it's a good thing for the kids that want to get out there, want to get hands-on, want to play with the turkey. It's not a toy.
No, turkey is not a toy. There needs to be a lot of Purell involved if you're utilizing the turkey.
Smear the turkey with Purell.
No, no, God, no.
There's cigarette vodka.
Oh, God, that is just, I'm sure that there's
an audience
delicious. For
yeah,
it. Yeah, God. It's just, okay. Making sure your groceries, if you're out at the Jewels, we love them. They're fantastic and a fine sponsor. But if you go out there this morning, make sure everything goes in the fridge or appropriate places ASAP.
At the end of the register, the bag boy or the great Jewel person can go ahead and put them in a bag for you, but they can't, unless you work on an arrangement with them, they can't take them out for you. So definitely unpack it. But how many times have we all done that where you've got a bunch of bags of groceries and then later on the day, maybe the next month, you find this lonely bag with maybe some mayonnaise in it and you wonder, is it still good?
Well, here's the thing. Mayo is going to be shelf stable. And so you're okay as long as it's not hot in your car. But we're talking these fine folks at Yahoo who put this together for us are talking about raw eggs, turkey, meat, etc. You need to make them allowed to spread out. We want free range vegetables.
Free range groceries.
Oh, goodness. I have done that, though, and it's one of the few times where I'm super happy that it's a cold environment where you go, oh, there was milk in the car. And then you walk out and you go, that's all right. It was 26 outside.
Yeah, the whole world's your refrigerator at this point.
It's totally fine.
The other one is to clean, really clean while you cook. And I don't know if that means smearing yourself or your countertops with the Purell. That you had mentioned. You just got to work in a Purell environment.
Purell should really be the fine sponsor, one of our fine sponsors, because I'm a big fan.
Some houses have, and of course, this is in some of the elite people in the cooking world, and they have a pot filler.
Yes.
They also have a Purell like faucet.
Yes, that would be fine for me.
When you know
me.
You're doing it right.
Yes, it's very hospitalish. No, but what they want to make sure is that we don't have cross-contamination. Use as many cutting boards as you need. Don't be afraid. People flip the cutting board, and I'm a big fan of flipping the cutting board. However, that means if you're cutting meat on the cutting board and then you flip it, now that bacteria is on your counter. So there, I mean, really, this is stuff you have to think about. Yeah. Yes. Designate cutting board and kitchen tools. Wow, I didn't even see that was coming up. Designating your cutting board and kitchen tools. There's a company named Joseph Joseph. I'm a big fan of most of their design. They actually have cutting boards that are marked. And so you know that one's for poultry and this one's for vegetables and you don't have cross-contamination. If there is a way, and I mean even using a post-it note where you write like turkey knife or turkey cutting board, and that way that stuff stays there, all the better. You don't want to cut the turkey and then use that same knife to do broccoli.
You don't want to do that.
Ew.
Well, we heard a little bit earlier. We heard Ming-Sai talk about brining the turkey. I like the idea of the sugar matching the salt combination. That's one of the things you can do that also keeps down the bacteria, because most bacteria, except for the really like Ebola, right, would probably be okay. But if you don't, if you're not in, you know, anywhere,
yes, it would probably survive a brine.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So if you got Ebola in your turkey, let's just wipe it off with a damp cloth.
Yes.
Other than that, brine it keeps the bacteria down.
Brining does help. Things don't like salt. Also, and this is, we're a little late on this point, but you want to defrost in the fridge. This is a fantastic idea for anything you're going to thaw, ground beef, definitely the turkey things. We want to keep them below a certain temperature, but warm enough that they can lose the frigidness, the frostiness. You want them to be frigid, but not frosted.
That's right.
And make sure, as we've been talking about, you make sure your turkey is the right temperature. We want it to be 165. And again, please check that stuffing temperature. This is where a lot of foodborne illness comes in, is people actually stuff the stuffing and it doesn't cook. It doesn't cook right.
And you don't want that. If you've got a food safety tip, maybe that's one of the things that's your memory. Maybe you had some turkey, then you felt kind of ill a couple days later, and that was your biggest memory for Thanksgiving. You can let us know that, 312-981-7200.
Yes, and a final tip, and we've talked about this before with food safety after experts. Here we go again. I need another Ricola. Handle leftovers like as soon as possible. 2 hours is really the limit for having things out, especially if they're dairy based. We want, now desserts are the exception.
There's, you can be rough with those. They like it.
2 hours, get those things back into the fridge. And really what you can do is kind of stage things. If you're doing a buffet and you want to have stuffing out, that's great, but don't put all of it out, because then you have a whole timing issue thing. Put some of the stuffing out and then pull that out, put that in the fridge, and then put more out. That's fantastic.
Coast to coast, safety is universal. You're going to want to do that from one end of the country to the other. But the dishes that people are enjoying all across the country vary with the states and regions. We're going to talk about 50 states of Thanksgiving a little bit later on in the program. And coming up right after the break, we're going to have Chris Chamberlain on. He is a Southern foodie expert with Thanksgiving delicacies from the South.
Delicacies. That's going to be on the other side. Hannah Stanley, Dane Neal filling in for John Williams on Thanksgiving Thursday on WGN.
Hi, this is Chef Scott Conan, and you are listening to Flavor HD.
Is there a tradition that you guys have at the Conan household or with your family that you guys do on Thanksgiving that you could share with the listeners?
I'll tell you, I could cook a lot of things, and I think I can cook a lot of things pretty well. I've never been shy about talking about, you know, a certain ability that I've been able to develop in a kitchen. But when it comes to cooking a turkey, I am the worst. I just can't cook a turkey to save my life. So what I decided to do years ago was break the turkey down, treat it like it's what it is, cook the legs and the thighs separately, and then take the breast and slow roast that separately as well. So sometimes I'll take the thighs, I'll break down the leg meat, and I'll create a force meat, stuff the thighs, wrap them, and then roast it like that. So it's a really beautiful, you know, and it's not, clearly it's not a traditional turkey by any means, but I think that it's really kind of representing what that turkey is best. Pressure.
720 WGN. It is Hannah Stanley, Dane Neal, Flavor HD on Thanksgiving. We've got Chris Chamberlain coming up in just a minute, but quick, we're going to get to a couple of these calls.
All right. Arlene, you are on WGN. Tell us what's going on.
Hi. Am I on?
Yes, you are. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you, too. I just wanted to tell you about a fun little trick I used to play on my little ones when I had Thanksgiving. I would show them the big turkey in the kitchen, and we would go to sit down. And I had previously cooked up a small rock Cornish hen. I plated it and brought it in, and I used to say, "What are we going to do? The turkey shrunk. This is all we have." And the little ones would stand in awe with their mouths open. And what are we going to do? There's no turkey, no turkey. But then they got older, and they got onto my tricks. So I stopped because it was a waste of time. And what do you think happened? They all wanted to know where the shrunk turkey was.
Arlene, that's awesome. If you'd stay on hold, we want to make sure you're entered for those tickets for tomorrow for Ship Wait, sip, shop, saver. See slowly, what I did there? Slowly. I know that I could get in trouble for that one. Stay on hold, please. We appreciate your call.
Ellen.
Ellen, hi, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. So I'm making a brand new recipe to take to Thanksgiving today, and it's an edamame succotash.
Yum.
It's really good. I've had it prepared already before, so I thought I'd try to make it myself. The only problem is it calls for corn kernels, and I don't know if they're supposed to be cooked or raw.
Is the rest of the succotash cooked?
Well, parts of it are. There's mushrooms in it that are cooked, but then you have dried cranberries and the corn.
No, you know what? I mean, is it served cold or hot is my next question.
Oh, okay. It's served room temperature. It's not hot. The only thing, just the mushrooms are cooked ahead.
Okay, so yeah, you're going to want to cook those. So if you're getting them out of can, and I respect that, or if you're doing them from frozen, also respectable, just make sure you cook those per the instructions.
Okay, well, I actually bought fresh corn.
Oh, see? Okay, so yeah, slice that as you normally would, cook it, and then as it cools, put that in. So you can serve at room temperature, because raw corn kernels, one, they're not going to be nearly as sweet and they're going to be tough. So okay. Definitely cook those.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
Of course. Of course.
I was laughing for a second there because it's like, oh, if you decided to grow your own mushrooms, right? Which you can respect that too.
It's a totally different show.
I certainly
Again,
do.
Again, DiGilio could cover that.
Well, that would be the list.
I'm guessing.
Of the different mushroom varieties. Yes. Like, oh, I love lists. Lists
he
are
does
great.
Lists a lot.
We have a list of 50 states and 50 different great dishes all for Thanksgiving, and we're going to talk about it a little later on in the program. But on the line now, we've got acclaimed author of The Southern Foodie, 100 Places to Eat in the South, and The Southern Foodie, A Guide to the Pig. Today, he is our guide to Thanksgiving, the one and only Chris Chamberlain. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dan and Hannah. Great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you. Tell us what's going on. How's the Thanksgiving menu shaping up?
You got to say y'all.
Oh, that'll work in.
I'm sure it will. Actually, I'm hoping this is good luck for me today, calling into WGN, because I've got a lot of Bears playing on my fantasy football league team today. So,
well, bless you on that one. That's
he's a masochist.
I'm in first place with Cutler as my quarterback, believe it or not. So, you know, he's a Vanderbilt boy, so we hold him close to our hearts down here in Nashville.
Vandy, yes, and you should, but boy, that is a brave. You are a brave man having Bears on your team this
unless
year.
Unless it's a negative score league.
Worked out for me somehow. So Thanksgiving's coming together great here in the Chamberlain house.
Well, let's talk a little bit about it. One thing universal, the South, a little bit warmer, which of course we would appreciate, but some great dishes that have a certain Southern pedigree to them. What are you guys making? What are people making around
what
here?
Are y'all making?
What are y'all making?
Yes.
One of my favorite things that I like to do on Thanksgiving, I learned from my friend Kat Kinsman, who's the executive editor at Tasting Table now. And she's got something that the kids can play with, too. It's called Stuff Puppies. So it's kind of a cross between a hush puppy and stuffing. So you actually take some room temperature mashed potatoes, and you can get the kids involved to roll them into little one-inch balls. And then you take some of your stuffing and beat an extra egg into it to make it fluffy. And then you roll those balls around and put a coating on there. And then the last thing you do is you roll them around in some crushed up potato chips. And just drop those in the same oil that you're frying your turkey in and serve them as a side dish and dip them in the cranberry.
That might be the greatest recipe ever.
It sounds good.
I am a big fan of the stuffed puppy.
I am a big fan of that as well. That sounds incredible.
And we do fry a lot of turkeys. I'm sure you all do as well, but the weather is a little bit nicer here to be outside. Hopefully in a safe sand pit in your backyard if you're going to fry a turkey.
I always use the safe. I've got a dangerous sand pit. And then I've got the safe sandpit. I always defer to the safe.
Never one. The twain shall meet. No.
Well, Chris, I've decided it's not worth risking my deck anymore.
No, it is not.
Well, Chris, you sent a couple of the other things too, and one of some of them are kind of familiar, and some like buttermilk pie. What is that?
I love a buttermilk pie. Have you ever had a chess pie, Dane?
A chess pie.
I'm going to go with no.
I have not.
C H E S S. It's kind of a southern custard pie. Picture a pecan pie without the pecans in it.
That just seems like empty.
Well, you know, when you combine sugar, eggs, and butter, you know you're going to come up with something good.
Yes. Something good, yes, absolutely.
But this is why I love the South.
But it's such a sweet custardy pie that a nice little variation that's come up is to add a little bit of buttermilk to it, about a half a cup of buttermilk to your normal custard pie recipe, and that adds just enough acid to it to balance out all that sweetness. And I've actually got a recipe in the book that includes adding another mystery ingredient, which is a half cup of sour cream to your pie. And that keeps the layers from breaking apart and also fluffs up the pie a little bit. It's a delicious dessert.
Okay, so let me get this straight. We got butter, egg, sugar, and now buttermilk. And that's we're going to make the custard, cream. Obviously. And now you're adding some sour cream. I, of course, would want to put eggnog in there because that's just – I put eggnog in every – I'd put eggnog on cereal this time of year if I could. But so that's what a chess pie or a buttermilk pie is consistent of?
Yes, that is. And in a chess pie, in some cases, you'll add a little bit of cornmeal to the recipe too. And it's kind of a miracle the way that cornmeal will rise to the top of the pie and create a nice little crust on the top of it.
Nice.
And so what kind of a crust are we talking about? Is this graham cracker or something else?
No, actually the cornmeal will rise up through the custard and form kind of a light, sweet cornmeal crust on the top. So
okay.
It gives you one extra crunch as you bite through the pie, since it is kind of a soft custard inside.
Okay, but what kind of a crust bottom? On the bottom, yeah.
Oh, just any pie crust you want to buy. So
okay.
We'll, you know, I'm a big favor of letting the grocery stores do some of that pastry work for me.
Well, pastry work is horrible. It's just so tedious, and it's so easily screw it up. So I'm with you on that one.
I respect the people that have the talent to keep their hands at just the right temperature, and you know, work and make sure that they've got fluffy pastries and work the butter all through it. But I really trust the frozen pie crust in my case.
I agree.
You got to trust something.
Yes. And while we're on that subject, I have made this mistake, so I will put this out there. Make sure that pie crust is room temperature before you decide to put something in it. I have tried to bake a quiche in a frozen pie crust. Not good. Took forever.
As Thanksgiving works its way around the country, kind of works its way out, people, you know, it's the gift that keeps on giving. Right. It's the leftovers. And you're going to tell us a little bit about, you know, is there a way for us to take our regular Yankee leftovers and kind of southern them up?
Oh, yeah. There's I've got a lot of friends that have a tradition. Every Friday, they get the family that couldn't get together on Thanksgiving Day and have turkey hash. And they'll make a big batch of that. And that's one of the easiest ways to use your leftovers. And it's a one skillet meal. So I always appreciate that. So I just take a big 10-inch iron skillet and cook a couple pieces of bacon in it, which is a good start to just about anything.
And you, yes.
Then cut either regular potatoes or sweet potatoes up, just dice them up into small cubes, and then you're basically cooking that in the bacon grease. Pull the bacon out first and throw in some onions as well. Chop up some onions, and then a couple stalks of green onions go in there also. And then right as it gets near the end, when those potatoes have gotten to a good crispy kind of hash brown consistency, you can toss in that bacon again that you've broken up, and then toss in some cubed turkey just to heat it through, and serve that just as a side dish or as a main dish. And turkey hash is a great way. That bacon grease is going to add some flavor to your bird, which the next day the bird might be drying out a little bit too. So it's always nice to have a couple other ingredients in there to add some texture.
That is a flavor explosion. That's fantastic. Well,
and I didn't even tell you the last thing we do. You have to deglaze the skillet with a shot of bourbon.
Oh,
clearly,
of course.
Obviously. You know, everybody knows that.
People are halfway through the recipe now. There's no way to undo that.
Well, you could just start with a shot of bourbon if you'd like. So.
You could left, right, and in between is like I always say.
Two, one for me, one for the pan.
One for me, one for the pan.
Well, Chris, everybody knows you as the guide, as the Southern foodie with a guide to so many different things, a guide to Thanksgiving for us here on WGN today. So for people who want to get the book, find out more about what it is that you're doing and get a hold of all those great things you're making, where can they go?
They can certainly buy it online. It's at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and it's in a lot of terrestrial bookstores as well. It's just look under Chris Chamberlain. There's the Southern Foodie and the Southern Foodie's Guide to the Pig. And you can follow the Southern Foodie on Facebook if you'd like.
All right, Chris, thanks so much for being part of the show today. Happy Thanksgiving.
Y'all have a great Thanksgiving, too, and go Bears.
Oh, God. Your mouth, yes, from your mouth to their ears. Thank you so much, Chris. We appreciate your call. Hannah Stanley, Dane Neal, we have got more good Thanksgiving stuff coming up as we fill in for John Williams on Thanksgiving on WGN.
Ron Ben Israel, your sweet genius. I'm speaking to Hannah and Dane on Flavor HD WGN, the best station for food lovers.
On Thanksgiving, and if you have one little inspiration, tip, something that you make or have during your Thanksgiving.
here's my hint from the bottom of my heart. It never failed me. It's very hard to do a big feast, especially with traditional items, mm-hmm. because everybody has such high expectation. So let somebody else slave over the hot stove with the turkey. Let somebody else make all the fixing. You just make one singular, gorgeous and delicious dessert. And what will happen is people will remember the dessert much more than they remember the turkey. So that has been my trick, how to get attention and notoriety, and I give it to you. So just think about bringing one gorgeous dessert.
One gorgeous dessert. Thank you so much, Chef, and hopefully everybody will have enough time to focus on that right now.
Have a great, great rest of your week, and thanks so much for taking time out.
Thank you, guys.
WGN. It is Dane Neal, Hannah Stanley here. Flavor HD Thanksgiving Edition. You know, a little bit of a show tune thing there. And
all that jazz from Chicago.
There is so much jazz going on Michigan Avenue right now because the parade is happening. When they said, and I've read a number of the updates and announcements, these inflatables.
Yes.
You know you've made it when there's an inflatable of you.
You know what? This is big news in my house. There's a Thomas the Tank Engine, or Thomas the Trainer, whatever we want to call him now. He is in the Macy's New York Thanksgiving Day Parade this year. First time. Very big, exciting stuff. My kids have all of a sudden, they skipped the Thomas phase and now they're back into the Thomas
phase. Do you do like lesser Thanksgiving parades as you work your way up through the ranks? Are you in the Des Moines Thanksgiving parade?
No.
Like, I only hope I can make it to the big leagues, you know, get to the Macy's.
No. You know who's, I wonder if Ron Ben Israel, our sweet genius friend, I would talk to him weekly, by the way. I love him. If he were here, I would be super close friends with him. I would want to have coffee with
like,
him.
I would
every
be
morning.
Peering in his window right now.
I would. I very much like him, but I am sure he is making he's one of those people that we were talking about. He can do pastry. Because there is so much to it.
Yeah, he's an absolute master. Of course, you remember him from the Sweet Genius show, but he was long time, probably still is, Martha Stewart's
pastry consultant.
Pastry guy.
Yeah.
Right? And if you're in New York and you want something done and you want it done at a high level, you do it. Now, we talked about things all over the country as some of the dishes and selections from across the country for Thanksgiving. Let's go through a couple of those. We heard some of the southern ones.
Absolutely. I want to make sure we do answer one of the texts, though. Somebody said to make sure we've mentioned it a couple of times, to make sure if you stuff the turkey with the stuffing that you have to check the temperature of the stuffing, and everything's got to be 165. Just like, you're safe at that point. There's other temperatures for other things, but if it's 165, you're good to go. But that's got to be internal temperature stuffing. And if it's not, pull it out and put it in.
Safety first. No matter where you are, no matter what you're happening, make sure it's at a safe temperature.
Always at a safe temperature. All right. So we are pulling up this 50 things. The one that was interesting for me was a Rick Bayless recipe for, what was it, pumpkin soup with ancho. Have you ever had that, Dane?
A pumpkin soup with ancho. Is that one of the Rick Bayless? Okay. That's
yes,
what you had
that
mentioned.
Was the Rick Bayless
okay.
recipe.
It sounds good. I've had kind of a squash thing with a little bit of kick, but that's
you've had
really...
my butternut squash soup, my roasted butternut squash soup. I've brought in a couple of times. I did not today. I'm not making it tonight because we are on the air, and then we're on the air tomorrow again, filling in for Steve Cochran. But the Illinois recipe is pumpkin soup with ancho and apple. So you're going to have a little heat and a little sweet in the pumpkin soup. I do butternut squash. It's kind of the same, I think.
Yeah, it's good. And if you can kick a little bit of the cayenne in there, I think that's good. So that's right here?
Yeah, that's the Illinois. And you know Illinois is the biggest pumpkin producer in the country.
By far.
Yes.
I think we, is it like we grow 3/4 of the pumpkins?
A lot. And when we had a drought a couple of years ago, that was why there was a big pumpkin puree shortage.
The pumpkin shortage, which
yes,
of course, I mean,
pumpkin,
that affects everybody.
It does.
Now, do we have some East Coast places?
Well, we're going through this alphabetically. Alabama, Lucy Buffet's oyster dressing, which we heard also that there's an oyster soup that Andrew Zimmern makes. Russian salmon pie from Alaska, which is an actual pie, but it looks kind of like a savory pie, not like a dessert pie.
And it's done in a mold of a fish, much like those Jell-O molds.
It is not.
It could be.
Arizona does a cranberry sauce with chilies, which seems pretty fantastic. Arkansas roast heritage turkey and gravy. That actually looked really good. This is, again, on the New York Times. They put this out a couple of days ago. We have it up at our Facebook page, which is Flavor HD on Facebook. And we also invite you to join us via text or phone call, 312-981-7200. You can follow us on Facebook and also the Twitter.
The Twitter.
Which is at Flavor HD.
At Flavor HD. And people have been chiming in, kind of adding their thoughts, their memories, their hopes, and their dreams. 312-981-7200. You can add in your favorite Thanksgiving moment. You can add in what it is that you're thankful for. And a lot of people around the country are thankful for these guys in a time of need. We've got Stan and Will from Operation Barbecue Relief on the line. Guys, welcome to the show.
Will is on the phone right now because I'm doing radio magic. Oh, and I lost him. Okay. I lost Will. Now we have Stan.
I'm here.
Okay.
That's why you have a backup Stan.
Hey, Will call back, I'm sure.
Stan, I'm going to kind of set the stage. And all day here on WGN, people are sharing things that they're thankful for. Of course, our men and women in uniform. And, of course, for great people that are helping out, especially in times of need. Was excited to meet you guys and hear your story. Setting the stage, Joplin, Missouri, remember the tornado? We all remember that. It was national news. And you guys came in to help, but help in a unique way, including food with barbecue.
And now Will is here to help as well. Hi.
Okay. Hi, how you guys doing today?
Good, thank you. So tell us the Joplin story, please.
So I'll start, Will. We basically, we just wanted to help. I mean, it's down the road from us, so... me and the third co-founder of the organization had a conversation about going down there and getting the barbecue community together and do what we do best, and that's go set up in a parking lot any given time and cook. And we thought, who better to go in with, you know, they don't have water, they don't, you know, there's boil water bans, there's everything. We can do this. And so we set out to make it happen, and, I mean, within... In less than 24 hours, you know, I was on site finding a location, and we had a Facebook page asking people to come and make donations, et cetera. And, you know, we thought we were going for 3 or 4 days, and it turned out to be 11 days. We thought we'd do 3 or 4,000 meals, and it was over 120,000 meals in those 11 days.
Wow.
And
That's awesome.
we felt we found a niche. I mean, Will was one of the first people that showed up down there, and he showed up in the middle of another microburst storm where we had taken shelter at a church the first night we were there. He pulls into town looking for us, and he's calling me on the phone asking where we're at, and I'm like, dude, roll down your window. and the tornado sirens are going off, and he's like, holy cow, where are you? And, you know, here comes Will and another friend of ours, you know, bounding down the stairs to the basement of this church right across the street from where we had set up.
Come into the rescue, Operation Barbecue Relief. Guys, we're going to hold you over, so stay tuned. Hold on for just a bit. It is 720 WGN. Hannah Stanley, Dane Neal. We'll be back right after this. 720 WGN. It is Dane Neal, Hannah Stanley here on Thanksgiving, and so many people, and want to thank them all for weighing in, telling us what they're thankful for. Mm-hmm. Thousands and thousands of people are thankful for the efforts of these two guys and all the volunteers and people working along with them. It is Operation Barbecue Relief. We've got the founders, co-founders Stan and Will on the line. Guys, welcome back.
Wait, where are they?
Thank you.
There you guys are. Hold on.
Now, we talked about how it all started with Joplin. This was, you know, a national disaster that happened, you know, news coverage all over the place. They needed stuff. You guys mobilized. And were you surprised at how much, I guess, everyone was just kind of taken with what you were doing and then asking for you guys to go other places?
I would say more amazed, not only for what people were donating individually, but the companies that just stepped up and helped out. From Sam's Club to local bakeries. And we found that at each deployment, different groups step up and help us do what we're trying to do.
Now, how are you able to go kind of wherever you're needed, or do you have to sit there and go, okay, we can get to, let's say, Washington, Illinois, or wherever?
It really kind of depends on several things. It depends on what type of disaster in regards to, you know,
if there's a fire, let's say, there are contracts in place to take care of the first responders and residents. Mm-hmm. Plus, they typically don't want to see smokers and that type of thing in those types of environments.
That's valid, yeah.
You know, other things, it really looks at what the community is able to do for itself. We never want to go into an area and take away from the community trying to rebuild itself. That's something that strengthens that community, and we want to respect that no matter where we go.
Well, when it comes to disasters and when people need help, America and Americans are great, and they're always weighing in whatever ways that they can. What is it that you think that was so about barbecue that either the people involved were so willing to help, or about what it is you guys are doing that resonated with the people that needed help?
That reminds me of a story that happened in Joplin, and something that, you know, we kind of, as barbecue cooks, we cook all the time to the point where our families don't want to have barbecue anymore.
That's not possible.
You'd be surprised, but what we found is there's a feel good aspect to it. You eat barbecue and it brings you back to spending time with family, just having a moment to enjoy. And you know, if we can help in any way in that area, that's what we want to do.
Yeah, it definitely is a feel good. It is a comfort food.
Barbecue is a celebratory food. You know, it's there, you know, for parties, for weddings.
And I'm thinking, as a person who might have, as someone who has gone through this, it's something that you can take where it's not like you don't have to sit there and eat. Like, if you need to mobilize, you can take barbecue with you. You know, you can pick at it. There's some functionality to barbecue.
Is that what you guys were thinking too? Is that just the nature of the barbecue world? You've got the trailers, you've got kind of a mobile cooking situation, then it is portable food.
I don't know that we thought that deep into it when we started. That was something that really came to us after the fact. We just knew that we were uniquely set up to go into a situation like that, having minimalistic needs of water and power, and be able to crank out, you know, quantities of food to help people. So the things that you talk about there of the comfort food and the thing. The people are really the ones that told us. We're like, we're not really that smart. I mean, when it comes down to it, we're really, you know, we were there to help. And one of the things about barbecue people is they have huge hearts, and that's what they want to do. They just wanted to help people.
Well, maybe it's more instinctive then. Right. It's not necessarily a planned out thing, but what hasn't been planned out, but what has happened, you started with the one event. You've gotten so much interest from all over the country, and those first few meals have turned to what I think 400,000 plus meals now to date in just the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's actually 555,935 because I have my little sheet up, my little cheat sheet, so I know exactly what it is. So it's just shy of 556,000 meals.
Is it a counter rolling like the national debt?
It's just a ticker. Yes.
Or the McDonald's, you know, billion served.
Yes.
We actually looked at putting something like that up on the website, you know, so people knew how many, you know, meals. But we went more of an interactive map where you can see by hovering over a location to see, okay, what we did in that location.
How can people... I'm sorry, but how can people can people donate to you guys? How can people be a part of this?
So the best way is to start at our website. You go to OperationBBQRelief.org, and at our website there, you know, you go one of two ways. You can do the donation, which is, you know, absolutely helpful, but so is volunteering their time. Whether it's volunteering their time, you know, during a disaster situation, or volunteering their time outside of disaster situations. Because as an organization right now, you know, we're 100% volunteer. And so we need people to help do things. And a lot of people say, I'm not a barbecue guy. I don't know what I can contribute. But, you know, we need people with marketing backgrounds. We need people in social media. We need, you know, PR folks and people that have those backgrounds. You don't necessarily have to know how a smoker, you know, how to use a smoker, if, you know, because we have needs that are much greater than just the barbecue.
side.
You guys started it on your own. You guys started it with, you know, the three founders together. But, of course, the success of it and the success going forward, it's going to take a lot of people. It's going to take a lot of companies. If you've got something to offer, to weigh in, not just for the stuff that's going on now, but for those disasters that inevitably are going to take place, it is OperationBBQRelief.org.
I just posted the link up at our Facebook page as well. If you want, you can just go to the Facebook Flavor HD. We have that link up, and we will make sure to keep you guys in mind. Let us know if you guys are mobilizing to go do something, and we can let people know as well.
Yep, over 500,000 people thankful for what you guys are doing here, and thanks for joining us on Thanksgiving. Stan and Will.
Thank you guys for having us.
Absolutely. Hannah Stanley here, Dane Neal, Flavor HD, filling in today on Thanksgiving for John Williams. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Jeff Morrow, the Sandwich King, and you're listening to Flavor HD Radio with Hannah and Dane, my two favorite people in the county.
That's life.
Any sandwich can become a delicious meal, even a delicious holiday Thanksgiving meal. Jeff, what do you guys do?
Of course, naturally, I am in it for the leftovers, really. I'd never eat my Thanksgiving dinner at dinner time. You know, I wait till 8:35, 9:12, 10:15, you know, all these times that aren't dinner. And I
can early Thanksgiving is for the amateurs.
Exactly. It's for amateur hour. I mean, I come ready. So the thing in our family, which is a big part of Thanksgiving dinner, is an appetizer. We it's called sausage bread. Simple as it sounds, my grandma makes it, and it's just filled with a little bit of cheese to bind it. You know, just perfectly Italian sausage, just sautéed, and it's nice and brown.
Perfectly morified.
Yes, morified, of course. And it's rolled in homemade dough. And my grandma makes like 9 logs of this, and it's gone within an hour. We all fill up on it. That's why nobody eats the dinner. But I have started using that as the bread for my leftover sandwiches. Yeah, it's a little... It did not go over well the first year I did it because it was like a desecration of the family specialty. And my cousins were so mad. But then guess what? They took a bite. The bite always wins.
Absolutely. The bite always wins. And thanks, Jeff. Enjoy Thanksgiving. And great to have you here on Flavor HD.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Go Bears.
All the people say...
720 WGN, Daniel, Hannah Stanley here on Thanksgiving. Bears getting lots of encouragement.
Yeah,
Is anyone thankful for the Bears? Did we get any texts that said that?
None. Not even one.
Well, we know that Lisa and Arlene are thankful.
Yes, because they're the big winners of her ship. There I go again. Sip, shop, saver. I can't be trusted. Sip, this is why I don't drink.
Shop, saver, Chef Marcus Ford, a benefit for One Hope United, and an amazing pop-up restaurant with some great cocktails.
Yes, great cocktails, and it's going to be nice here on the Magnificent Mile tomorrow when you're done with the Black Friday shopping. You can just run on by and have a little sip, savory sip.
So that's tomorrow, but let's not end today just yet. You know, we got some great texts coming in and some exciting things that people are going through or have gone through. A basset hound involved?
There is
some
a basset births. Hound involved. We want to thank everybody who has sent us thanks for being on the radio and entertaining them and giving them food tips and food stories, and we appreciate that. It is our pleasure to be here. We are thankful to be on WGN every time we're able to be.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. pardon me. A basset hound. Hold on, I'm getting to the text. Let's go to this one.
So we had a cat, a basset hound, a number of babies.
We had a flaming cat. There were a couple of babies. Yes. 219 texted in, Thanksgiving wouldn't be the same without my mom's cranberry sauce. She used to say the recipe was right on the bag. The cranberries go through a food grinder with oranges and sugar. And since she's not with us anymore, I call it heavenly cranberry sauce. That does sound good. I got to make that. I got to look at the bag and see. Have you found the basset hound story yet? Here we go. In addition to turkey, this is 847. In addition to turkey, we had a roast beef, which while the family was in the dining room, our basset hound grabbed off the counter and brought it in. That is so much like a Christmas story when the neighbor's dogs came in and took the turkey off the table.
What do you do?
You yell.
I mean, I know that there's going to be a little bit of discipline. And of course, what is it? Caesar Milan, you know, the dog whisperer.
The dog whisperer.
I don't know if I've seen an episode where he saves. He's like, rules, boundaries, and limitations. right? And the limitation and the rules of the boundaries have to do with the turkey.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so apparently, and I missed part of it, the Basset Hound took the roast beef into the dining room to be included. We simply took the roast from her and continued to enjoy the dinner.
It could be a more, and maybe people won't do this, a difficult version of like the turducken. Let's say the Basset Hound eats the turkey.
Uh-huh.
And let's say you just say we got to make do. And okay. Fluffy's on the menu.
Fluffy, no, that's not cool. That's just not cool. Did you see, and we talked about this yesterday, I know you saw it, I don't know if everybody saw it, that the mayor of Seattle pardoned a turducken. No, a tofurkey. A tofurkey. Yes, it was tofu.
Wasn't even a real ever living thing.
No, and you know, all right, while we're on the subject of turducken, the thing about the turducken that I didn't know and I've recently learned because I research, it's not actually the duck stuffed in, the chicken and the duck and stuffed in inside. You have to actually like disassemble the turkey and then kind of wrap it around it. It becomes almost a roast.
Oh.
It's weird. It's not even spatchcocking. Like you have to take the meat off the bone, and it's weird.
Some people think it's you know, the
spatchcocking. By the way, word of the day.
Spatchcocking.
Look it up.
Sounds like a Lou Manfredini word. Spatchcocking.
That's spatchcocking. He will be talking to us tomorrow morning about that at 6:10. In the studio right now, I am thrilled. Dane, you just got to meet Stephen Johnny. You
what
are
an
lucky
honor.
Man.
Hi, two Dane. Legends in studio with us. The listeners
are two legends coming in today.
That's what I've been told. Yes. I get to see you guys a lot on Facebook. You're very active. I love your photographs.
Oh, thank you.
Johnny takes the most beautiful pictures, and they travel and drive and do these amazing things, and I live vicariously through you. But you're two of my very favorite broadcasters as well.
Well, back
so
at
sweet.
You.
No,
oh. Thank you. Thank you. So how thrilling. I was so excited when you and Roger, we're all very good friends with Roger Badish, who is boldly fighting cancer, continues to do so.
He's home back home today. For Thanksgiving. Yeah.
It's so wonderful. And so for those who follow along with us as well, but we get to see each other on Facebook and communicate. And you said you were going to be on Thanksgiving. And I like popped up eyes wide going, yay.
Yeah, so people don't have to rely on Facebook today, at least for the next few hours. So what are the listeners in store? What do they got coming up?
That's what we said.
We just stopped by. Did you do the same thing?
Yeah, we were like, we're going to wing it. It's Thanksgiving. It'll be fine.
No pun intended, you know.
We have one of our favorite people, one of the most talented guitar players on the planet, Muriel Anderson, is going to be in the studio with us a little later today.
Nice. Are you going to be maybe accompanying?
No.
Negatory.
Okay.
Because I had my hands full of stuff. I'm the roadie, and this is so. I said, honey, I got too much going on here.
There
I
is
can't
no guitar.
I've got sweet potatoes. I got pies. You saw my pies.
I was referring to the one as the station pie because I love eggnog.
Yes. Next time I see you, I'm giving you an eggnog. It's my new one this year.
Okay. Maybe just the recipe. That's fine.
Okay.
I'll cook it. I'll call it Johnny's Eggnog Cream Pie.
Speaking of recipes, we are going to have the legendary Chef John on with us, who will give his stuffin' muffin recipe.
And the reason John's with us is for 20-some-odd years, he joined us every Thanksgiving. He's the host of our Thanksgiving gathering, our brother-in-law. And John started this thing where he would put stuffing in muffin pans. And then Rachel Ray stole the idea from him. This has been going on for 30 years.
Yep.
So we want to set the record straight.
That's
and he's going to tell
and give
Rachel
the original recipe.
That's right. And he's going to give a tip on how to keep them moist and yummy. And when we leave the house, we pack our pockets with stuffing muffins. So on the drive home, we've got a little something to nosh on.
Good. Just in case you get hungry.
Or get stuck in traffic.
4,500 calories. I heard Ryan Noonan say that people can take in up to 4,500 calories. That's kind of like, that's the high. And I'm thinking to myself, that's like a week.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Well, now, did you set your scales back 10 pounds before you left the house?
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's so funny. No, and I
love that.
I was telling Dane, I do a meal plan and I love it and I follow it religiously. And then I didn't realize it has nothing to do with me overeating on Thanksgiving. It has everything to do with me working these shifts because I don't snack during breaks. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I should have eaten three times already.
Boy, we should have that t-shirt, right? That says I should have eaten.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back after this, and then you guys take over until 2.5 Bears.
Stay tuned
for Stephen Johnny, Hannah Stanley, Dane Neal, filling in for John Williams on Thanksgiving on WGN.